Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Sunday morning. My name is Michael Van Tol, and we've got a great show for you today. That was God's Been Good to Me, Keith Benjamin, Carl Chapman, Chrissy, and Sue Lucas. Good way to start off the morning. All right, and another way to start off the morning is the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, Henrietta Ivy, our political analyst and community activist, home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to all the wonderful people in the city of Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, a author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit. And shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning.
Yes, and back in action after traveling around the country, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tol. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. I miss all of you. And good morning to our amazing listening audience.
Yes, and we're so excited to hear a little bit of you know, your traveling ministry, so we would like to hear about that also this morning. All right, we're going to take a break in a minute, and then we've got the latest news and, of course, weather. Let me give a shout-out to Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, one of the top national black lawyers in the country, one of the top 100, one of the top 100 trial lawyers, one of the top 10 personal injury lawyers. Let me tell you something, and I'm adding this too, that he, I added this on in here a few months ago, that he cares, that he fights, he's sincere, and he's concerned about what you're dealing with. I am so glad that I know the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. His number is 248-567-9990. If you can, if you want to, you can make an impact in the fight to cure cancer. Go to lls.org. My thanks to Lauren Wagner. She's the manager of patient community outreach for Michigan and Indiana. And my special thanks for to her for allowing me to be a part of their ambassador team at Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan. Another organization that I am so glad and proud to be a part of is Franklin Wright Settlement. Over 140 years, the oldest and largest nonprofit helping low and moderate income families in Metro Detroit. Franklin Wright Settlement provides a range of services for infants, teens, families, seniors, including assistance and counseling. And save this date, our biggest fundraiser, Friday, December 9th at MGM Grand. Here's the number for Franklin Wright, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. What, these are great organizations that are doing some great work in Metro Detroit. All right, we've got news and weather right after this.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth.
Yeah.
It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial
health.
You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we're back. The news is brought to you by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Would you like your company to join the list of companies supporting community highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Humphrey and the Michael Van Tool Show? Call me tomorrow at 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. In the news today, India and China appear to be backing away from Russia after Vladimir Putin admitted to setbacks in the war on Ukraine. Russia appears to be suffering setbacks in its war with Ukraine. They've lost tens of thousands of troops, according to some sources. They've lost an excessive number of armored vehicles, and they've lost territory they initially captured earlier this year. More radio and TV commentators and Russian citizens are admitting they are opposed to the war, although a majority of Russians still believe Russia should continue the fight. A state holiday has been authorized tomorrow in the United Kingdom as millions enter London for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. Most unrelated activities have come to a halt in London as hundreds of thousands attempt to view the Queen's casket. At one point before the line was cut by British police, the line had stretched 5 miles with a 14-hour wait. Hundreds of millions are expected to watch the live stream coverage around the world tomorrow. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are sending undocumented migrants directly to other states like Massachusetts to show Democrats what it feels like to handle undocumented aliens. Even some have been sent to the address of the vice president's house. Sending these migrants to other Democratic cities is getting the Republican governor's attention, but it's also costing them millions to do it. It also has the effect of bringing more undocumented migrants into the U.S. The charity preview started last night for the Detroit Auto Show. It was a huge success. Puerto Rico is bracing for a huge tropical storm, Fiona, and it may strengthen to a hurricane within hours. The Lions play today. They are expected to, I think, lose. And U of M crushed Connecticut yesterday, 59-0, at a packed house in Ann Arbor. The Wolverines are 3-0 already this season. Let's hear it for a winner. All right, let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivy, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, Michael. So listen, here we're talking about the upcoming election, and we're talking about all the proposals and initiatives that are going to be on that will be on the ballot in November, and I believe the abortion rights, which is pro-choice, there is an initiative that will be on the ballot for Michigan. I'm going to double check that. But in Oakland, California, the control of the House will be decided by a handful of races around the nation, and California alone has at least five outcomes that may bench on a single issue of abortion. And this topic for abortion, I'm going to finish this article, which is in the Politics, written by Political News, and it's written by Jeremy White out of California. I was out organizing yesterday in the community, and that was the top conversation yesterday was pro-rights and the woman's right to choose. And guess who the conversation was for in the conversation? It were men. I found that very surprising that most of my conversations that I had yesterday around pro-choice were men who were for women having the choice to choose. And these men were fathers of daughters and husbands. And they were like, look, I'm not, you know, for abortion, but I don't feel that a woman's right to choose whether or not she wants to have one should be decided by a man, which really I went home and like, wow, that was eye-opening, and it was heartfelt for me because we all know with Roe versus Wade being overturned, and it's heavily by men who want to see, you know, have the choice to choose for a woman. However, the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade has made Speaker Nancy Pelosi, home state of California, the place that may ultimately decide whether she continues to saving the House, swinging the gavel of the House. So that's a little joke they threw in there. Or give it to her native son, Kevin McCarthy, who is also taking a shot at her position in November. Now, support for the abortion right is strong in California, where the Democrats, who dominate state government, has placed an initiative on the ballot to enshrine across the state constitution that Prop 1, as it is known, got support of 69% of the voters in that state. So right now, the temperature for that particular proposal is probably going to pass to leave it in place. It will still be a decision by the Supreme Court, the higher courts, whether or not to leave it in overturned status. But there are a lot of people, and I'm finding as I read a lot of these articles that it is a lot of men who are supporting leaving the Roe versus Wade in place for women to decide pro-choice and whether or not they want to.
A lot of Republicans, a lot of Republicans, too. I'm surprised at the number of Republicans, too, that are backing off and saying, you know what, maybe it is a little bit too extreme. You know, did you see all the list of Republicans for Gretchen Whitmer? They have turned away from Tudor Dixon, and they're going for the Democratic governor.
Yes,
Yeah, yep. Some of them are sane,
well, yep,
and some of them do make sense.
Well, you know what, Michael, it's one of those things where when you are, you have to decide right and wrong. And again, I'm not a person who's going to say I want to, you know, I'm for abortion, but I'm for your choices. You know, that's my choice. If I decide I don't want to have an abortion, that's my legal choice
that's
and my
true.
Spiritual choice. That's me. But I will never tell another woman what you can't do. And I'm not going to promote if you should do it. I would say do what you think is best for you. And that's in anything in life. When you are, when you have a solid understanding of how things are supposed to work on a well-oiled machine, you just stay in your lane. But I will say this. I am in support of pro-choice for sure, because that's anything in life. Whatever it is you choose to do, you have to bear that burden spiritually. So
that's true.
I will
and that's
say
why,
this, and I'll leave it. Go ahead, Michael.
No, I was going to say, I do think they all should.
Yep,
they also should have counseling when they go to this, you know, make the decision to get an abortion. They need to go through some counseling so that they understand the impact of their decision. And I think that there should be some allowances for, different things that happen, like the life of the mother is in jeopardy, you know, things like that. So you cannot have it. That's why you can't have somebody like Tudor Dixon in Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Very detailed, very informative, because it's a hot issue right now, too. All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Tell us about your trip out of town, and I know you went to speak somewhere, right?
Yes. Good morning. I wasn't very far away. I was actually in Elyria, Ohio. It was the pastor's anniversary, and they had me to be their guest speaker. So it went really well. I'm just grateful for an opportunity to be before people to share God's word whenever, you know, he opens the door for me to do so. It's one of the churches that's a part of our organization that we're in. And they said that they enjoyed themselves. People called my bishop and my dad to tell him how the service went. So he got word of how it was before I even made it home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good news travels fast.
It does. So I certainly enjoyed myself. I'm happy to be home, getting back in the groove of things, of being back in school. And I feel like I'm praying harder than I prayed over the summer with the kids being back in school and the different shutdowns already and Warren, schools having to close, the issues in Southfield, the threats in Warren, and then the student having a weapon on them in Southfield. So I'm just like, we have to keep praying. And if I were to say anything today, like my little portion or my encouraging word is that God will give you peace in every situation, like in every situation. I remember in the Bible when Lazarus had died and Jesus, he took his time getting to where Lazarus was, and you know, his Lazarus sisters was like, come on, Jesus, get here, if you don't mind me paraphrasing. And when he got there, he wept. And I thought about that scripture this morning, and it just simply says Jesus wept. He wept in that moment because he felt the pain of what it's like to lose a loved one. He felt the pain of grief, the pain of discouragement, the pain to love somebody so dearly, and they're not there with you in that moment to respond to you or to hug you or to show you compassion back. And so I just want to encourage somebody today that may be going through that pain of grief, that pain of losing a loved one, just hang on in there. Days will get better. It will get better. I'm a personal witness that it will get better. But my husband lost his first cousin 2 weeks ago. It was a Friday. 2 weeks ago, her son killed her and her boyfriend. And then the day of the funeral, which was last Saturday, I had to go to the funeral and then tip out and head out of town. But last Saturday evening, her brother, his other first cousin, right, the deceased brother, mm-hmm. had gone into the hospital because of sickle cell flaring up, which is an issue in our Black community. That's a whole other conversation
right.
for another day.
Yeah.
It flared up. And last night, he passed away.
Wow.
After being in the hospital for a week. So a mother
wow.
who's lost both of her children, one to violence, one to a dreadful disease that
yeah.
is plaguing the African-American community. So there's a lot that is going on in the world. We just have to stay prayerful. We have to understand that God will give us peace in every situation, even when it's time to go and vote and doing our research and finding peace with making the choices that we feel are best to make when we vote. Those are just my little encouraging words. Just everybody, hang in
you know,
there. It's going to get better.
Evangelist, that's why I decided to work with LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Foundation. It is
mm-hmm.
Sickle cell is a related disease, and these cell and blood cancers and are devastating to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I said a long time ago, it doesn't matter whether I have it or not. It should not prevent us from helping with these organizations, because, you know, it tends to be people who know somebody or who have the disease end up volunteering or contributing to fight the disease. But a lot of us who do not have any of the, you know, you don't have to have AIDS to fight AIDS. You know, you don't have to have a heart. You don't have to have a heart disease yourself in order to get on the team to fight heart disease. So that's what we need to do now is start to help join the fight to these things. But you also brought something else up that when Jesus was on his way to Lazarus, he did not run. He didn't drop everything and dash over there. He made his way. And but you could tell that when he got there, he was very, very he was emotional about
mm-hmm.
you know, he was all in, it was a part of it, him. And he
yeah.
felt bad for the family. And he reacted.
Yeah.
So sometimes it doesn't, you know, we call on Jesus to help us immediately. And if something doesn't happen right away, we start fixing it ourselves. And, you know, we don't see nothing within 60 seconds after we pray, we start freaking out. And,
yeah.
Okay, I don't think anything's going to happen now. I prayed about a minute ago. I don't see nothing happening. But when you prayed, he already started taking action. So that's very inspiring. And thank you for sharing with that. But how tragic now a mother has lost two of her kids like that.
Her only two children.
Her own, oh no, her only two. Yes, her only two.
Condolences to your family, Christy.
Mm.
That, you know,
yeah.
That,
yes.
That's
and your husband.
I my prayers and my deepest sympathy to you and your family. As a mother of four children, I never, every woman who's lost a child, I have to say they are my hero. Because I love my children to the moon and back and beyond the earth. I don't even know, everyone know what that feeling is. And she lost both of her only children. Wow. That's God be with her, literally.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And please let your husband know that those of us on the Sunday morning team, we are praying for him and the family for comfort, and that, you know, we share in his grief. So just let him know that, please.
I sure will.
Yes. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning, Chrissy. It's now my turn to, how do I go after that? Again, mm-hmm. deepest sympathies to you and your husband's family. I want to switch gears, so I have a feel-good story. A daily multivitamin helps keep people over the age of 65 mentally sharp and may also protect against dementia. So if you guys have been paying attention, I've been reading a lot of articles on healthy behaviors. Researchers estimated supplementation for 3 years roughly translated to a 60% slowing of cognitive decline, equating to nearly 2 years of normal mental capacity. There are currently around 5.6 million people with Alzheimer's and related dementia in the United States. In Great Britain, the number is 900,000, but it's projected to rise to 1.6 million people by the year 2040. The study was organized around a big cohort of 21,000 men and women across the United States in order to investigate whether taking a daily cocoa extract supplement or a daily multivitamin mineral supplement reduces the risk of developing heart disease, stroke, cancer, and other health outcomes. A smaller trial done on the same cohort was based around the idea that cocoa extract is rich in compounds called flavanols, and previous research suggests that the compounds may positively impact cognition. There's an urgent need for safe and affordable interventions to protect cognition against decline in older adults, says study co-principal investigator Professor Laura Baker. Several micronutrients and minerals are needed to support normal body and brain function, and deficiencies in older adults may increase the risk for cognitive decline and dementia. In the trial, researchers tested whether daily administration of cocoa extract compared to a placebo and a multivitamin mineral compared to a placebo improved cognition in older adults. 2,200 participants from the cohort age 65 or older completed tests over the telephone at the beginning and annually to evaluate memory and other cognitive skills. Our study showed that although cocoa extract did not affect cognition, daily multivitamin mineral supplementation resulted in statistically significant cognitive improvement. This is the first evidence of cognitive benefit in a large, longer-term study of multivitamin supplementation in older adults. The research team estimated that 3 years of multivitamin supplementation roughly translated to a 60% slowing of cognitive decline, equating to around 1.8 years of normal mental capacity. They said that the benefits were relatively more pronounced in participants with significant cardiovascular disease, which is important because those people are already at an increased risk for cognitive impairment and decline. It's too early to recommend a daily multivitamin supplementation to prevent cognitive decline. While these preliminary findings are promising, additional research is needed in a larger and more diverse group of people. We still have work to do to better understand why the multivitamin might benefit cognition in older adults. So at the end of the day, if you can take a multivitamin, many of us have been told to take multivitamins, take one. Seems that it will help. And it may even help with mental decline.
Well, I'm going to take you serious on that, and I think I may start doing that. You know, once we get up into retirement age, all this stuff mm-hmm. becomes more and more important. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad had dementia, and I watched him as he drifted away. And it started really simple one day when he lost his glasses and he couldn't remember where he put them. And then I told you the story already where he saw a truck in the driveway and he said, "Who is that truck?" And we said, "It's yours," you know, and we laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But it progressively got worse. So mm-hmm. this is all so important. And I hope obviously they say that works now, but we just need some things that work so that when we get in that age, when we have to confront mm-hmm. that there's we have a better fight. We have a better mm-hmm. fight ahead. Yes. All right. Well, thank
you. You know what, Mike? I had a lot of clients mm-hmm. who were Alzheimer's, and two of my clients now are
dementia and Alzheimer's patients, and I tell you, watching them even in the most mildest form and listening to their family stories about how they used to be so active and involved is like, it's very scary. And you mentioned that your dad said he saw his truck in the driveway and didn't remember it was his truck. But my mom is now into the early stages of dementia, and she keeps, when I go over there, she's like, tell them people to take that car out of my living room. That car too big to be in my living room. I'm like, okay, Mom. And when I looked up and I thought about it, I said, yes, she does have dementia. She keeps thinking that it's a car in her living room.
Yep.
And when I come over this time, she don't remember who I am. She'd be like, okay, what's your name? And I'm like, it's me, Mom. Here we are. She's like, and she'll look at me like for a minute. She go, oh, okay, Henrietta. Yeah, you my daughter. I'm like, yeah, I'm your daughter.
Yeah.
So it's frightening to watch. And I am doing, and I think we all are doing everything in our power right now to prohibit and prevent it from happening to us as we age. Because a lot of that is due to diet. And I was doing some research on, I'm not going to take too long. I was doing some research on the causes of Alzheimer's, and it's all correlated to diet and stress.
Mm.
There's some, you know, and it's like when the research started to come, because first they couldn't understand the disease. They didn't know where it was coming from. They couldn't pinpoint it. But now they're starting to realize it is definitely related to diet. Like Kim was saying, you need to take multivitamins. There's certain foods. Alcoholism is now being linked to it. I'm not saying your dad was an alcoholic. I know my mom used to be. But they're finding that, you know, heavy drinking is starting to be one of the relationships to people who are, when they get older, who has dementia. So it is a lot now coming out, thank God, that they are doing a lot of in-depth research on this disease, because it is hitting people early. Like, some people are getting hit early with it. So,
yeah.
Good topic, Kim.
Yeah,
thank you.
I was talking about the Lions earlier. They're playing the Commanders. Who's that? That's Cleveland. That's right.
They changed their name.
Yeah, from Indians. Yeah, so the Commanders at 1 o'clock. My thing is, if they lose today, I'm done with the Lions for the season, because I don't want to waste my Sunday. You know, I used to be one of those fans that, you know, and there's still quite a few of them. Yeah, you know, last Sunday we got down to the last 2 minutes and lost it. You know, and I don't like, you know, but it's a competitive, nice, fun game for the other team. But for us, the Lions fans, to get let down in the last 2 minutes like that, Sunday after Sunday, I just don't like wasting my Sundays like that anymore. I used to a few years ago. I stopped. This last Sunday, I only watched the first quarter. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did not waste, you know. I want some winners. Look at Georgia yesterday. What was that, 45-0? U of M beat UConn yesterday, 59-0. You know, those are winners. We got winners in Michigan. So, you know, yes. So, all right. We got weather coming up in a second. I just wanted to say that the weather is brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers can help you find them, fix them, and flip them. They'll tell you how to invest in property, how to fix them up, how to sell them, and it's a great way to build generational wealth, because property is always a good way to invest and make money, you know. And they'll show you the right way. You know, there's a lot of people who try to do this flipping stuff on their own, and I know people who do it that are successful, but they do it the right way. You know, I've known a lot of people that try to do stuff like this over the years. It's the same people that try to sell, like, coffee one day, juice the next day, and then they try to go into, you know, then they try to go into something big like real estate, where looking for the properties, fix them up and selling them. And then, you know, 6 months later, they're back selling coffee again. You know,
right.
So my suggestion, just, you know, go to the experts, learn it the right way. There are people out here that are successful. I mean, Benjamin Brothers is doing it. Here's the number for Benjamin Brothers Real Estate: 331-248-3600. 7120, 331-248-7120. I had a conversation with the CEO last week. He's got books that he's written. He's made millions over the years, and that's why he's in this business. So, you know, learn from the best. Benjamin Brothers, 331-248-7120. We'll be right back with weather after this.
Benjamin Brothers Realty.
We find them and fix them and flip them.
We find them and fix them and flip them.
Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
Okay, we're back. Kimberly, what's the weather going to be like this coming week and today?
So we're in for some big changes, guys. So right now it's cloudy. It's 70 degrees, so expect partly cloudy skies today with a high of 84 and a low of 66. Tomorrow, morning showers, a high of 83 and a low of 62. On Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low of 64. On Wednesday, a chance of rain and storms return, a high of 85, a low of 59. On Thursday, September 22nd, fall arrives. Colder temps come in. Our high will be 69 degrees. Our low will be 49. Our temperatures are going down, guys. Friday, partly cloudy and breezy skies. A high of only 66, a low of 47. And on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 69 and a low of 51. And that's
When is the beginning of fall? Thursday. Okay,
this
I got it.
This coming Thursday, and Thursday we won't even hit 70. Yes,
I gotta get psychologically ready.
It will be 69 degrees.
And hats and gloves.
The end of summer.
And it's Christy. Yes, and as Christy asked me in the spring, Kim, do I need to wear a sweater? At the end of the week, make sure you pack a sweater or a jacket with you.
I'm putting a hat in my car too and some gloves because it just might be only 49. I'll be mad if I need no gloves.
That's why we try to do so much in June, July, and August because it's coming to an end. But I enjoyed this summer. It was very warm,
yeah.
And you know it got it, and it wasn't like in the 90s and hundreds here, like around the country. We had around 80 to 85. That was just great, and I really enjoyed this summer. I really did. Okay, guys, I hope you're ready. Tomorrow's the big day. You won't be able to turn on your TV or turn on your computer without hearing about the Queen's funeral. This is the first state funeral in the United Kingdom since the 1960s. I mean, I think it was 1966 when Winston Churchill died. And London is if it's not already stopped functioning, it's grinding to a halt for tomorrow morning. The government doesn't even want planes flying in and out of Heathrow Airport because they said they don't want the noise during her funeral. There's a lot of businesses that are closed, and you basically can't even get around. Joe Biden arrives already arrived in London already, and of course him and the First Lady are representing the United States. But there's not much open. They said, as I said on the news earlier, the line. Now, you didn't even get to see. It was a closed casket. But
right.
It took 14 hours of standing in a five-mile-long line just to walk past the casket. Not sure if I would have invested that much time just to walk past a closed casket.
Absolutely.
But I just – I don't know what the attraction is. But they still love the monarchy in Europe, don't they? In the UK, in London, I just didn't see that. I thought that you know, maybe they wanted to move to a new era, but I just don't. Those British people really turned out. Even the movie theaters are going to be showing it on their movie screens, the funeral.
No way.
Yeah. Everything is geared towards this. And I watched a little bit of the coverage because the day that she died, it was interesting to hear. I turned the news on in the morning because I was getting the boys up ready for school and we were getting ready to leave. And I just wanted to hear news, you know, weather and traffic. And the anchors came on and said, oh, this is a historic day. The Queen, she's at her summer residence in Scotland. She's under the care of doctors. And I thought, she's 96. She's always under the care of doctors. She should be.
Right.
But it was the way they said it. And I thought, ooh, is she on her deathbed? Did she die?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back and listened to it again. I said, okay, she's not. I said, she must be close. And then I was out doing some things. And then later my girlfriend texted me and she said, the Queen has died. And I went, oh. And so when I got back home, I turned the news on. And, of course, it was wall-to-wall coverage. But the one thing that I kept hearing was everybody kept referring to her. She was like our grandmother. And in this country, we don't have royalty. So we don't have that connection. But Michael and Chrissy and Henrietta, I'll relay this message to you. Many years ago when Mayor Coleman Young died, I stood in line to see his casket lie in state at the Wright Museum. There was something about being in that line and being with folks who share stories.
Okay, being there.
Being there.
That experience.
Who were sharing stories, of him. Either how they knew him, how they thought of him, where things were in the city now, and what would Mayor Young have said or what would he have done. It was an incredible moment. And as a storyteller, for me, it was like, wow, I wish I could capture this lightning in a bottle. Because there's something
special. I get what you're saying. It's the end of an era. Once that funeral occurs, there's a change that takes place, and we move on. So I see what you're saying. I understand that now. And they said that they are going to, some hospitals have postponed their non-emergency procedures in London. Of course, the London Stock Exchange is closed. Banks are closed. Most businesses are closed. So it's really going to come down to a complete shutdown. The television networks, television networks are going to start covering here in the States at 5:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning. 5:30 a.m. the first, and you know I'm going to try to catch a little bit of it. It is historic, and watch how quiet it is in London. Watch how we're going to watch it, and we're going to see how it's a historic moment. She reigned for 70 years.
70 years. Wow.
That's a long time. I think they've been the longest in history. Yes.
Well, she is the second longest reigning European monarch. I forget because our really good friends, and she is the second. If she had lived another couple years, she would have been the top reigning. But there's somebody that reigned longer than her. But her reign is historic, yes.
Yeah.
And her mother lived to 100. So there's also the thing of she lived to 96. Charles sits out on a throne in his 70s. Potentially, they have longevity in their family. He could potentially reign himself until he's in his 90s, and then at that point, or 100, and then pass it to William.
Absolutely.
They said that bars, well, they call them pubs over there in London and across the UK, they are going to be open and serving drinks.
They're expecting a million people, Michael, in the city. Not even people at the funeral.
The pub will be open. They're going to be serving drinks. And instead of they're going to have the funeral broadcast in the pubs also across England, Wales, and Scotland. This is really something. I tell you, what a major event. I'm going to catch a few, you know, I may watch it for an hour or so tomorrow because this something like this we'll probably never see again, this big of a funeral. And there's just going to be hundreds of millions of people watching around the world. Can you imagine how many? I want to see the numbers when it comes out.
But not only that, guys, so Michael, when you said Heathrow was shutting the airport down, I thought it was a terrorist risk. Because think about it, how many heads of state are going to be there? There's a list of countries that were not invited. Russia was not invited. Venezuela was not invited. And there were two other countries that, forgive me, I can't remember those two, but I remember Venezuela and Russia were not included. So you think about all the royal families, who many of them are all interrelated with the Queen's family. They're all going to be there. The United States is going to be there. You're going to have Hollywood, quote-unquote, royalty from here and over across the pond. So it will be probably equivalent to what we saw at Meghan Markle and Harry, Prince Harry's wedding, where you saw all those different celebrities. You may see people like that. So the logistics of trying to secure all of these people will be incredible. You have all of that. You have the people that are in the streets, because they said the subways can't even manage the number of crowds of people. And I will end it with this. The visual that gets me, and I get it, but I don't quite understand it, the fact that her family members take these shifts and stand outside of her coffin in a vigil. I don't really know what that means, but I'm it means something in their society.
Yeah, I think you have historic history, tradition, and, you know, the British are into all this pomp and circumstance. They have all these official procedures. They even what songs are played, what people, the uniforms that they're supposed to wear, the titles. I mean, it's so much. I'm so glad we don't have the monarchy here. I'm glad we went to a president and Congress, you know. But this will be the largest single policing event in London's history. And it's going to be a big challenge for the London Police Department to handle the security concerns for this. So London is bracing for a massive security operation ahead of the Queen's funeral. But I'm telling you, once you start looking at it tomorrow, when you start watching it on the cable news networks, and I'm sure it's going to be on regular TV and everywhere, you'll see the impact of it. You know, and she had a big impact around the world because even when I grew up, you know, I grew up in Bermuda for most of my childhood. And Bermuda, like many other Caribbean islands, was is a British protectorate. Even to this day, it is still. I remember a lot of stuff from going to school when I was in Bermuda. I remember playing marbles outside on my lunch break in the sand, and I remember, getting when I got up, went to school every day. As soon as we got to our classroom, we got a brand new pencil, we got brand new paper, erasers, and then about an hour later, the bell would ring and we had to get in line and go to the auditorium so that we could sing God Save Our Gracious Queen. And that was such a different experience than what kids experience here in school. But we had to honor the Queen every day, every day when we went to school. And that was just, you know, I had some great memories. You know, I had to wear a uniform back then, khaki short pants, white shirt, blue tie. I was just like a nerd, you know. And the only thing I didn't have on was glasses, you know. But
wow.
it was such a strange experience that I cherish now. I am not that same little kid. That 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid going to Southampton Glebe, that was the name of the school. It was even a strange name, Southampton Glebe School in Bermuda. But it was a Bermuda protectorate. And one day, members of the British royal family were coming to Bermuda, and there was a contest in all the schools to draw a picture of the family. Do you know I drew a picture and I won? I won from the whole island. Yes. I don't know what happened. I got they gave me a cup. Yes, remembering it now. They gave me a cup. Like, you know, like in tennis, how you presented a cup as a winning, you know. So I had this silver cup for winning. I wish I had the picture again. It might be out in my shed or something, or garage, packed in a box. But I remember I got I had a copy of the picture, and I had the cup from back then. But y'all got me going back.
That's cool, Michael. That's amazing story.
I got one of these bright sunny days we have left. I got to go outside in my shed where I have a bunch of boxes of stuff. I got to go back and through there. I'm scared to go in that shed right now. I got to make sure it's, because it might be some
ain't no family living up in there.
Yeah, right. Might be some cats in there. You know, it's one of those little outdoor sheds where you put your lawnmower in and stuff like that. I don't use it anymore. I put my lawnmower in the garage. So I haven't been in that shed. And I'm scared to go in there. I definitely ain't going to go in there at night because I don't know what's in there.
You need to be traveling to pay your respects to your queen. Yes, Michael, you should be in London reporting live so we can have accurate information.
This is your queen.
That's right.
And that's one place I would like to go, to London. Never been to London. But, you know, in Bermuda, everybody speaks the perfect King's English, so that's how come I speak this way. I lost my accent. I had an accent, and the kids used to make fun of me in school when we moved here. The first place we moved, when we moved from Bermuda, we moved to St. Louis, Missouri. And I remember the kids were making, you know, it's a big mm-hmm. city, it's the inner city, you know, and the kids, mm-hmm. you know, can you imagine here I'm coming talking like a British, and I'm talking like that
top
in school.
Top of the morning,
the kids, yes, that was me, Mr. Nerd, I'm telling you. And they used to make fun of me. And I would go home, we'd be crying, me and my brother and my sister, they used to make fun of all three of us. And we made mm-hmm. ourselves lose our British accent. And we specifically tried to sound like an American. We tried to talk with an American mm-hmm. slang. And for a
wow.
few years after I switched over, every once in a while, I would drift back and something would slip out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody would say, are you from somewhere else? You know, but now... You can't tell anymore, but I just
yeah,
got tired of the kids. I know, but now after all these years, now do you know? I wish I had still had my British accent. I wish
mm-hmm.
I still
mm-hmm.
had it now. You know,
of
I just
course.
You know that peer pressure. You know, and that just shows you that you can't let stuff like that. You can't let peer
mm-hmm.
pressure determine who you are. Because here
That's
I am
right.
now, 50 years later, wishing now that I stood my ground and did
mm.
not change for somebody else. I wish I had it now. You know? Yeah. Y'all
mm-hmm.
got me reminiscing and everything. But you know what? Look at this. It's we got 4 minutes left. Thank you all for being on the show this morning. We had a great conversation. When I post
mm-hmm.
this, I'm going to post it as, you know, that we talked about the impact of the Queen. And I know last week we talked about some of the negatives, but, you know, we did that already. We even opened up the phone lines and, you know, somebody called in and talked about, you know, and I even had it on the news story because there's a news story last week that said that a lot of those countries that England ruled in the past, they're not really celebrating her passing. They're actually celebrating her death. So there's
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people that are grieving right now, there's a lot of people that look at the negatives of
mm-hmm.
the monarchy too over the years, and it was
yeah.
not.
But there is
they
a
were,
controversy going around too, Michael, that they want them diamonds back. You got Africa, and I believe
yes.
it
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the other country. They are demanding to have. They are demanding to have
and reparations.
Too. They
yep.
want
yes.
that diamond back. They want that diamond back. They like we
yeah.
want our diamond back.
And there's
back.
A diamond in the crown that specifically, I believe, is from South Africa
yep.
that they are asking
yep.
for. That's the large
that's
diamond
that.
That you see.
Yep.
And then if you
yep.
guys quickly remember this summer when William and Kate went on their Caribbean tour, especially Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
they
oh,
were
Jamaica.
Not happy
oh, yeah.
to see them.
No.
They were not happy to see them. They were like, go away. What are you doing here? And,
yep. And
it
I don't think they're
going to
go back there.
A political disaster.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go back there anytime soon. Okay, well, let me just say this again. Christy Laster, we're glad you're back here safely. Welcome back home. And
welcome back.
Thank
you.
Yes, we're glad to hear.
Yes, welcome back.
We look forward to hearing when you go, and you're doing what God wants you to do. You're going out, and he said, go and tell the world, didn't he? I'm not a Bible scholar, but I know somewhere in Revelations, don't get me started here because we don't have that much time, but I know in Revelations it's something about go ye out in all the world and preach the gospel, tell everybody, right?
He's going
right
into his second closing. Uh-huh.
I just right at the end, all of a sudden, I get this clarity, and you know, I'm gonna have to do 2 hours because I just start to my mind just starts clicking after an hour, and now I'm good to go. Now I'm talking, you know,
okay.
going
mm-hmm.
out to the world, preach the gospel, and that's what you're doing. All right, it was a great conversation this morning. Thank you guys. Have a great Sunday today. And I'm sure you all will be watching tomorrow for the official state funeral for Queen Elizabeth. Have a blessed day. Take care.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tool Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.